Prices are still climbing at a rapid rate that's squeezing people's pocketbooks and lowering their quality of life. A report from the Labor Department this morning shows inflation cooled a bit last month, but for a lot of people, it just doesn't feel that way. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now to break it down. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Lila.
So inflation has come down since last summer, but it's still pretty high, right? What's going on?
That's right. Annual inflation last month was 6.5%. That's down from just over 7% in November and significantly lower than the four-decade high that we saw last June of just over 9%. But prices are still climbing a lot faster than most of us were used to before the pandemic, and that really weighs on people. I talked with Lydia Simpson, who lives just outside Nashville. She got a good new job last year that came with a sizable pay increase, and yet she still feels like she's losing ground.
The raise in pay was just in time for inflation to hit, and it was just completely negated. This massive raise that felt huge at the time, and then we were still just scraping by. It just feels like somebody's got a can on a chain. They keep pulling a little farther away from us every time we get close to the prize.
Simpson wonders if she's ever going to be able to buy a house. Not only have home prices gone up, but of course, so have mortgage rates as the Federal Reserve tries to crack down on inflation.
So how are people coping? How are they keeping up with this high cost of living?
Some people are taking on extra work. Simpson and her partner are both working side gigs as DoorDash drivers to help cover their bills. Other people are cutting corners here and there or drawing down their savings. Arian Navarro, who lives outside Houston, actually built up a considerable cash cushion early in the pandemic, back when travel and entertainment were mostly off limits and when the federal government was sending out COVID relief payments and child tax credits. But Navarro and her family burned through that cushion pretty quickly as a result of today's high prices.
Around 2021, from the government, we had that COVID stipend for the children. We were able to save up 10 grand, which we were really happy about. But, you know, everything became more expensive. So, yeah, that was gone. And that is gone right now.
Another way people are coping, and we've talked about this before on the program, is leaning on their credit cards. But with rising interest rates, that's increasingly expensive.
Yeah. Okay, Scott, so the big question is, when do I get to stop asking you about inflation? How much longer is this going to be a problem?
Yeah, this could take a while. Some prices are coming down. We actually saw a decline in the consumer price index between November and December, largely due to gasoline prices falling. We also saw the first drop in new car prices last month in almost 2 years. But officials at the Federal Reserve are worried that the rising cost of services, which includes everything from haircuts to house painting, could keep inflation stubbornly high for a while to come. You know, the price of services is largely driven by wages, and they've been going up pretty fast. Last week, we learned that wage gains slowed a bit in December, and if that were to continue, it could help to keep a lid on service prices. But Mary Daly, who heads the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, told the Wall Street Journal this week she's not ready to say we're out of the woods just yet.
I don't think we should declare victory on inflation, on the labor market, on any of the things that we're seeing based on 1 month of data.
The central bank is expected to raise interest rates again in a few weeks and keep those rates up until inflation is clearly under control.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.